Okay, so Bezer Shem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masech Menachos. We're up to Parches, Mishnah Vav. Uminayin hayim vinas yayin. Where did they get the wine from for the Nesachim? So Krusim Hatulim alfa leyayin. Krusim and Hatulim, that's the best place for winemaking. So that's where you should really get the Nesachim. Shnia lehen, Beisrima, Beislavan, Bahar. The next level down is Beisrima, Beislavan, in the mountains. Kfar Signa, Babika, Kfar Signa in the valley. Kala Ratzel, Sayyik Sheros. Really, you can get the wine from anywhere. El Mekan hayim vin, but that was the best place to get it. Ein vin, as we said with the oil and with the flour, you're not supposed to bring wine from a field that needs to be fertilized, nor from a field that needs to be watered, nor from vines that have other plants growing near them. And if you did, kosher, it's still going to be kosher. You shouldn't bring El Yostone wine, kosher. And if you do bring El Yostone wine, that is going to be kosher, meaning it's wine that was from grapes that were sweetened by the sun. So it's a very shvacha kind of wine. Ein mevin yashan, you shouldn't bring old wine. Divrei Rebbe, v'cham machshin l'cham, say it is kosher. Ein mevin lo matok, you shouldn't bring sweet wine. V'lo me'ushan v'lo mevushal, you shouldn't bring wine made from grapes that were smoked or cooked. V'mehevi pasul, and if you did, the wine is going to be pasul. Ein mevin, many people are makbid that by kiddush on Friday night that they should only use yayin that's roy l'naseich al gabei mezbech, with all of these qualities that it shouldn't be sweetened and it shouldn't be cooked, and you know, all these things. Ein mevin min hadloyos, you don't bring wine from vines that are on trellises. Ela min haroglios, only from vines that grow along the ground. Min akramim ha'avudim, and from vineyards that are taken very good care of, because that will give you the best wine, obviously. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Lo hayukonsin osam b'chatzavim gedolim, they didn't keep the wine in big barrels. Ela b'chavios ketanos, they would keep it in small barrels. And they wouldn't fill it up all the way to the top, because there needs to be some place for the aroma to escape. They want the aroma to be very strong. So when you take off the top of the barrel of the wine, you should smell the strong aroma. You don't take wine from the right at the top of the barrel because it gets a little moldy at the top. Nor from the very bottom of the barrel because the sediment settles at the bottom. You bring from the middle third of the barrel, and from the middle of that middle third. How do you check the wine for anything that might be in it that you want to get rid of? Hagizbar yoshev v'hakana biyado. The gizbar sits there with a stick in his hand. Zorak es hakid, and when the barrel, discharges any sediment, meaning a gid literally is like a gid hanasha, it's a vein, but it's something that comes out, you know, the sediment comes out looking almost like a vein. V'hikish bakana, and he hits the faucet with the stick that he has to make the flow go in a different direction so that the sediment won't mix with the good wine. So he'd have a way of doing it, of manipulating it to separate the sediment from the wine as it's coming out of the barrel. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yayin Sha'alabo Kamachin Pasul. Wine that has some mold growing at it, you know, it looks like flour at the top of the wine, is going to be pasul. Shenemar Tamim Yulachem Umin Chasam. Tamim Yulachem Viniske. That has to be tamimim, which means that it can't have any mum on it, and included in that is that it can't have any mold on it. So to review what we learned today, we learned about wine. So we said, where would they bring the wine? It gave a few suggestions where the best wine comes from, even though you could technically bring from everywhere. You're not supposed to bring from fields that need to be fertilized or watered or have other things growing in them. You shouldn't bring wine that grows on trellises, from grapes that grow on trellises. It should grow along the ground. You should bring wine that is sweet or smoked or cooked, and that will actually passel. You shouldn't We had a machlokas whether you should bring yayin yashan or not. Okay, and then in Mishnah Zayin we said that you wouldn't put them in large barrels, just in small barrels that you would not fill all the way to the top, and you don't bring from the top of the barrel where it gets a little moldy, nor from the bottom of the barrel where there's sediment. There was a trick to get the sediment out when they would pour the wine out, and Rabbi Yosef Rebuda says if there's any mold in it at all, the whole barrel is possible, because tamim yulachem v'niskehem. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Menachos Parek Tes.